On Thursday, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill directing more than $15 billion to combat wildfires, drought, and other climate change-driven challenges facing the state. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Newsom signed the spending bill while touring portions of the KNP complex fire, where some of the world's oldest and largest sequoias have been threatened by wildfires in recent days. Republican delegates meet starting today in the wake of a failed effort to unseat California Governor Gavin Newsom. The focus is on the future and the possibility that Republican House victories could help House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy depose House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a San Francisco Democrat. Four members of an alleged California militia group have pleaded guilty to conspiring to obstruct justice in the case of a federal guard who was fatally shot in Oakland more than a year ago. The men, followers of the Boogaloo movement, are accused of conspiring to destroy communications and other records about the May 2020 killing of federal security officer David Patrick Underwood. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Four Humboldt County residents have died from COVID, including a person in their 50s, two in their 60s, one over the age of 80. Four new hospitalizations also reported, including three in their 60s, one in their 70s. Owners of the Scotia Lodge releasing first visuals of their plans to add an open-air pool deck in between the building's wings to include two heated swimming pools, seven private hot tubs, and a sauna, according to Lost Coast Outpost. They hope to break ground in the spring of next year. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.